You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, it's great to have you back on the show. I hope you had a nice holiday.
Oh, morena Rachel, thank you. Yes, it's great to be back in Kawaki Makaurau, right in the middle of Matariki, which is fabulous.
Yes, it's. I mean, we've all had a bit of a long weekend, which is very lovely at this time of year. And it's been a really busy but restful time for the city. What's the turnout like for some of the events that we've seen across Tamaki Makaurau to celebrate Matariki this year?
Oh, look, I think we've had record numbers this year on our second public holiday for Matariki. I mean, we had, I think, over 2,000 people up really early in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, at Takaparawhao for the Umukokuhu Fetu, the dawn service, on Saturday, and it was the biggest crowd yet.
Oh, awesome.
Ngāti Whārua turned on a brilliant morning, and we had the Deputy Prime Minister there, we had the Minister of the Opposition, we had councillors, we had the Mayor, lots of people, and it was just very moving and very, very special. And then, of course, we had the Kite Day in a number of locations. We had one at again at Takaparawhao Bastion Point, which is always fun, isn't it? We had about 4,000 people there. Followed by at Takaparawhao, and I think we had about 2,500 at Pukitapapa, Mount Ross School, for their Kite Day.
Awesome.
Then, of course, we had about, they say there was about 8,000 people coming in and out of the Town Hall in Aotea Square on Saturday as well. So, but that's just been those three big signature events. But, Rachel, what's important about Matariki is it's not over. It's still going.
Yeah.
And it's continuing until the 22nd. So there's still plenty of free and low-cost events happening across Tamaki Makaurau that are perfect for the whole whānau to enjoy. So they're available on matariki.org.nz, but a couple of ones I just might give you some standouts coming up. We've got Matariki down at the waterfront with a range of workshops and games, as well as DJs, kai, back at Silo Park on the 22nd of July. That's where, of course, we did the original launch on the 11th. With the light show. We've got a guided hikoi or walk at Mangere Stonefields Historic Reserve on the 21st. And then a really fun one, which is the 10th annual Te Ara Rama Matariki Light Trail from the 19th, which is a spectacular light installation walkway. So it's fun to walk through with all the lights on in Glen Innes.
Fantastic.
And that's a real favourite one. So well, those are a few that you, people can still go and look at.
Awesome. It's really awesome to see so many great events also for free as well, that people can go and get, I guess, a greater understanding of Matariki and also spend some time with friends and whānau. So love to see that in Tamaki. Let's talk about less fun things. Touch base about what's happening with people's flood-damaged homes. So we've seen in the last month an announcement from the government, a pretty historic announcement, that they're going to, in conjunction with local council, Auckland Council, be buying people out of their flood-damaged homes. Now, this is not dissimilar to what we saw after the Christchurch earthquakes with the red zoning and the way that that was managed, but we are seeing the negotiation process between local and central government take a bit longer than was expected. Where is that conversation at the moment, Desley?
Well, it's still going on, and it's certainly challenging because, of course, there are no precedents. Now, you talked about Christchurch, and, you know, in theory, yes, we have seen this happen before, but Christchurch was a local example. And what we've got with the flooding and this whole kind of buyout process is something of a more national scale. It didn't happen just one place. And what the government are trying to do is they're trying to get a consistent response between themselves and local councils across both Tamaki Makaurau, Tairawhiti and the Hawke's Bay. So that's adding a sort of an extra complexity because we're the same but different, if that makes sense. And look, when the government came out with this announcement, and it's really welcome, I just want to, you know, make sure that it is a positive announcement, but it came with no detail. And so therefore, the negotiations are a bit difficult because the devil is in the detail. And there's a lot of detail, and it's important for everyone to get this right. And